Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. Welcome home. Back here on the edge where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. I'm your host, April Mahoney, and today we are going to continue a conversation that I like to just talk about often and regularly, and it's stimulating the brain, the frequency, and how to calm the hell down. We have a great guest on the show today, Donna Broadwell, and she was does so many different modalities that I really dig. We're going to talk about some past life regression. We're going to talk about some hypnotherapy. We're going to talk about being a motorcycle enthusiast, the whole genre that brings together the recipe for success. So we want to bring her here on the edge. Welcome, sit at attention, Brains. We got another smart one here, Donna Broadwell. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, April. How are you?
Oh, me and the Brains are good. We are ready to, again, adjust the frequency. And you are just the perfect person to do that. Tell us all about you. I want to know, because you're doing a whole lot of great stuff.
Oh, I love to learn, and that's how I ended up having so many modalities. I get one, I go with it, and then it's like, oh, here's another tool. And all of these modalities are just that. They're tools in my toolbox to help somebody get in alignment with what they want in this world, with those passionate, good relationships that they want. Anybody can find a relationship, but can you find one that feeds your soul, one that lifts you up, one that complements you? So all of these modalities that I've brought in are mainly to help somebody focus, heal past, and move forward into what they want.
So now you have studied, let me just kind of run over some of the modalities that she covers, okay, because she's doing the most. Hypnotherapy, she went at the Motivational Institute, was that correct?
That's correct.
Graduated
Wonderful
with honors
school.
From there. Yes, yeah, certified past life regression specialist, we're going to get into that. Certified imaginary master. Certified life coach, you know, and everything is with honors. So you know she is a super brain. And you do some massage therapy. What got you in this trajectory? What's setting your soul on fire? You know, did you just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm just going to do this?
Well, at some point I had to wake up one day and say enough. That was my change in trajectory. I was living a less than optimal life, and that's putting it in really gentle terms. I was living a life for everybody else, medicated doormat in unhappy relationships, and just a small cry of my heart and a decision to choose me is what turned things around for me and set me on a trajectory. The first thing I did once I got my legs under me was change careers immediately and do what my heart wanted to do. And
right.
It involved body work. It involved touch. It involved something that would feed my soul. And that's what got me started. That was like a lesson or a learning ground for me to learn about energy, to learn about the mind-body-spirit connection. And I honed that skill for many years, and everything else just started to grow inside of me.
Mm. Wow. Well, you have really blossomed. Yes, you have. You know, I want to talk a little bit about past life regression. I dig that.
Sure.
You know, that's on my life list. That's on my life list. I'm really deep into meditation. I'm really into deep to hypnotherapy. That's something I'm going to treat myself to this year, too, is to go under. So,
awesome.
What does that feel like? You know, I mean, a couple questions. The first thing is, okay, for the patient, now I understand that you can only go where your subconscious will take you or, you know, within your paradigm of normal. You're not going to start barking like a dog or quacking like a duck, any of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely
so
not.
So all of that's
unless
trickery.
That's, unless that's what you want or need.
Well, you could throw in a little neuro-linguistic programming, huh?
If you need to quack like a duck, by all means, quack.
Wow, that's crazy good. So, so what does that look like, you know, for the patient when they go under, they go through past life regression? Do they have a choice of where they're going? Do you only take them so far? Is this a process? Is it like, you know, can you just go in, have a session, and be taken into that space? Or is this something you kind of have to work with a client to achieve?
Well, past life regression is part of my hypnotherapy training. What hypnotherapy is, or hypnosis is imagining something so deeply that it becomes your reality. So I can get you into a state, if you allow, of course, I can get you into a state where you can see, that's the guided imagery part, where you can see and feel what we're talking about, what I'm guiding you through. And if our intention has a lot to do with this work, if our intention is to learn something about yourself through a past life, then that's where we're going to go.
Mm.
And it's the fun part of it is you don't know where you're going to go with it. The spirit knows exactly where you need to go, what you need to heal, incrementally where you need to focus on.
Okay.
So spirit's going to take you where you need. And the more you give in to the process and allow and trust, the things that you need to heal will come up. And I've had a lot of people say, is this real or is this just my imagination? And my response to that is, if your spirit and your higher self is willing to create a scenario for you and give you a story and give you a description of what you need, does it matter? Does it matter if you are healed after the session, if you have a better understanding of yourself and others and those around you, if you have a better understanding and are on your way to healing, does it matter?
Right. And you know what? Your imagination is your reality. Okay? Because
Absolutely, April.
You know, you have to have the thought first. Really, you have to have
Absolutely.
An idea and a thought before you can even go anywhere else. So talking about going places, I hear that you are a motorcycle enthusiast and you ride on the back of a bike.
I do. I'm a little blonde to ride on my own. I tried that for several years, and I'd see a bird and I'd head in that direction, and that didn't work very well for me. So I love riding on the back with my husband. He's in 15 years, he's never put us down. He's just really solid and good at what he does and very protective. So we have been really blessed to have this gorgeous motorcycle, and we live in California, so we can head for the mountains when we want to. And yeah, we love motorcycles.
Wow. What does that feel like? I mean, you know, is that how you decompress? Because it's very, very important. The work that you do, it takes on a lot of energy. It takes on a lot of space. It takes a lot of work. And so I'm glad to hear that you enjoy the outdoors, your freedom, to clear your conduit, to clear your space, to make room for expansion because, you know, you're working with people's energy. Tell us what's in the future for you. Where do you see this going? How do you see yourself catapulting to the next level? Because you've done, you know, all these great things.
I do want to address you. You said something about that being an outlet for me, and it is absolutely. It is I can, being on the back, of course, get in a meditative state. And I allow the committee in my head to talk until they just can't talk anymore. And then I can breathe and lean into that state. And that's, I just get fed. We call it Harley Church when we take off. And I can just, my insides just sing. So yes, that is absolutely the best outlet I have is being on the back of that bike.
And also massage therapy. you know, the art of touch. I have really good hands, yeah, too. My mother used to say, why don't you go to school for massage therapy? I just never, I really don't want to be connected to that many people that close because, again, that's a lot of energy.
It is, but, and you do have to manage that energy, absolutely.
Yes, yes, and especially, you know, people don't think Reiki, and Reiki is so popular now. You know, in the last 5 years, it's just excelled through the roof. But you have to be careful with that because that's a change of energy, and it is a massage like no other. And people really need to be in a good space to do that, you know, burn some incense. What do you think about that? Let me ask you about this. In your work, do you use maybe crystals? Do you use aromatherapy? Do you burn sage? Do you do any of that to heighten the senses and the awareness of your client?
I do. I do clear my space. I do clear my internal space. And what I do, the process is that I open myself up as a conduit. And I have developed relationships with my guides and my guardians and my angels and my inner beings. And when I clear myself to work with somebody, I feel my protectors, my angels, my guardians step in. And not only are they there for me, they're there for the person that I'm giving energy to, that I'm giving Reiki to, that I'm working with in body work and in any other modality that I use. I open myself up and I'm in a protected place and the spirit works through me. This is not me. It is working through me. I have just given up my hands and my heart and my energy to that person and to that modality.
And so now you're going to encapsulate all of that into the pages of a book. Yes, I'm putting you on the spot. I know. I keep encouraging you to do that, but you know what? Don't hold all that inside. I want to see something fun, engaging. I want to hear about some, you know, some motorcycles. When we pulled off to this road stop, this is what we saw.
Yeah.
And I think it would just be beautiful.
So, book.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that. If you were to write a book, what would be in the pages of those books?
Well, I've begun it. So, yes, what you're doing is kind of nudging me to just keep going. That process for me is brand new. So sometimes I get a little scared of it because I do the same thing. I open and the words flow. So what it is spirit talking through me. The subject of the book ended up being the title, the working title, and it's changed a time or two, but I want to call it the definition of me. And it's because I want to point out that circumstances do not define you.
Right.
The way you've grown up, the circumstances, where you've lived, what you've experienced, your parents, your grandparents, all of that does not define you. You can come from the lowest of circumstances and upbringings, and you can end up shining. You can end up being and doing great things. So that's what I wanted to describe as the journey and help provide just some healing. And I hate the word hope because it's kind of almost a lower vibrational word. But for people that are vibrating very low, they can hear it. That gives you some hope. If you're in Thrive, you're vibrating very high and you can move forward. If you are in a low vibration, all you can do is survive. So that's where that word hope belongs. So,
but you know what? Can you also agree to with me that you sometimes need to stay in a place of neutral? Because so many times people are chasing that high. It's almost like a drug or an adrenaline. What's the next thing that is going to push me? What is the next thing that's going to encourage me? What is the next thing that's going to make me happy, make me hungry, make me high, make me his, make me hers? All of that, it's never a place of just being just with it, just being cool and just being content, just being in the moment, being in the vibe. I think that it's so important to do that, you know, and hypnotherapy and hypnosis really kind of mellows you out, meditation, the art of massage. Can you give us one or two tips to just, if we were sitting, you know, at our computer looking at this virtual screen, give us two or three massage techniques that we could do to ourselves to just maybe just relax us and you know, sit up a little bit straighter.
Stretching. Oh, my goodness, stretching. Moving your body, even if you're very physically active or in tune, or if you're in a position where you can barely move and stretch and get your muscles and your body moving and warm. Water. Drink lots of water.
Drink a lot of water.
Our bodies are mostly made up of water, and people don't understand the importance of hydrating themselves. Touch, that's one of the most beautiful things about getting body work, is a lot of us don't have that much touch. I'm a kind of touchy-feely person, so if you meet me,
yeah,
you're going to get a hug,
too,
not a handshake.
Yeah, I was too, but you know what? But, yeah, girl, let me tell you about the handshake. I am really introduced to that now because I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger to a fault. You know, I get close and all this, but it's too much going on. And personal space, you know, you've got to be invited into someone's personal space. So I've been using the handshake, and I'm feeling good about it. So thanks for bringing that up.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, you have to read people. If you run into a wall on your way to a hug, you stick that hand out and you do that handshake.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that is really wonderful. So please tell my brains how we can get in contact with you, Donna, and just kind of share in your experience. You've got an online presence. You've got a fabulous website. You're doing some great work. How will my brains get in contact with you?
Go to my website. It's very simple, donnabrodwell.com. That gives you an overview of the type of work that I do. It gives you access to send me an email. My phone number is right there. I also have some free things on there for you, some guided meditations. And I have an ebook that describes my 9-week program called Unleash Your Love Life. So it just gives you a really good summary. It's free. Just ask for it, and we'll send it to you.
You should have put a little subtitle on the back of that. Unleash Your Love Life on the Back of a Motorcycle. Broom,
absolutely.
Broom. Well, I'm telling
absolutely.
You, thank you for rolling with us here on The Edge, Donna Broadwell. You have just been a wealth of information. Please, brains, go in and check out my page on Facebook. I got all the connections in case you missed anything with regards to this interview. I want you to check out Donna's work. Follow her. You know what? Maybe she can even come on and we do like a little guided meditation or hypnotherapy session on a podcast potluck. You never know. Check me out on all the major hotspots: Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, Mixcloud, Blog Talk, and here, right here with you. As much as I can be. Thank you so much, Donna Broadwell. Come back to The Edge anytime, precious, okay?
Thank you, April. It's been a pleasure.
Bye, brains.